Now, I must tell you, this period of Wolfram's date for this is 1215, is the period also of a great movement of hermits. This is the period of St. Francis, the period of Dominic. This is the period also, and most importantly, of Joachim of Floris, who wrote a very important work at this time. It is a work having to do with the three ages of the manifestation of God. The first age, he calls the age of the Father, and that's the age of the Old Testament. The second age is the age of the Son. The age of the Old Testament is the age of the people of Israel and the preparation of the world for the coming of the Son. The second age is the age of the Son and of the Church. The third age is to be the age of the Holy Ghost, which will be an age when the church will dissolve, the institution will be unnecessary, and the Spirit will speak directly to individuals. Here in monastic guise is this same story of the recognition of the individual as the one to receive the message. These hermits, Siguna and Trevertsent, are not ordained clergy. Trevertsent is a layman, this hermit that we're about to meet. He's a noble. He has quit the world. Siguna never goes to Mass. She never receives the sacraments. Yet, says Wolfram, her whole life was in kneeling, and her devotion was to the love that she had for this knight who died in battle as her knight. And as we're going to see just a little later, her love has kept his body as fresh as though he were in youth. This whole work, by the way, is, as it were, a cathedral with stained glass windows showing loving people, people, different forms of relationship of love. Well, oh, I must say, I omitted to say, that shortly after leaving Siguna and having followed the path of the sorceress, he saw riding at him a knight, and this knight was a temple knight, one of the knights of the Temple of the Grail. He's as close as that. And this knight says, "Get out of here, unless you want to face death." Well, Parzival isn't afraid of anybody, so the knight comes at him, and he rides at the knight, and he overthrows the knight, and both the knight and Parzival's horse, which is going in this direction, go over a chasm into an abyss. Parzival grabs a tree and lets himself down. His horse has gone down and died, but here's this Grail knight's horse, this Grail temple knight's horse, without a rider. The knight, Parzival's horse was killed in the fall, and the knight he saw climbing up the chasm on the other side. So now Parzival is riding a horse that is branded with the brand of the Grail Castle. And the horse's brand is doves, turtle doves. That's the sign of the castle. So Parzival arrives before Trevertsent's hermitage, and this noble hermit comes and greets him. And Parzival says, "Aren't you afraid, a knight riding up at you like this?" The knight said, "I've been here many years. I'm afraid sometimes of bears, but never of men. Here, give me your horse." He takes the horse and puts it in a little stable he has under a ledge, and takes the knight in. And Parzival says, "I hate God." He says, "That's interesting. tell me about it." Parzival says, "I'm a sinner, and I will confess my sins." Now he's making confession to a man who is not ordained. This is secular line in this story. There are no priests here. We're going to get a comic priest a little later, but not yet. And But he said, now before you tell me about your hate for God, let me tell you some stories. And he tells him, he reviews the story of the creation and of man formed from Mother Earth, the Virgin Earth giving birth to man, and then the Virgin Mary giving birth to the Savior of man. And he says, and this is one thing I just love, he says, read these old stories in a new way. I said, you hate God. God has abundance of hate for those who hate him and of love for those who love him. This is a very important point. God as a reflex of the spirit of the devotee. If you hate, hate is going to come to you. If you love, love is going to come to you. And so, says Trevor Sand, who do you think is being hurt by this hatred of yours? He said, to talk that way, you talk like a fool. And he talks to him a little more. Then Parsifal asks who he is. He tells, he's the brother of Amfortas, the Grail King. Well, and the man looks at him, and he said, there's a horse in my stable from the Grail Castle. Who are you? You see? He says, some years ago, this is Trevor Chen talking, a fool came to the Grail Castle. He made a terrible mistake. This man is cursed of God. He's talking to me. He knows he's talking. And it took a long time for Parsifal to bring it out who he was. And he had undergone here a conversion. He has now moved to trust in God, but not the God of his mother. Not the God of his mother. It's the same name, but it's not the same God. Now, this is a very important point. We all talk about, I believe in God. So all these Christians believe in God, but you go to this one, that one, another one. These are totally different capacities for belief and for conception of God. And although the same name may be there, it's not the same God. This is one of the ironies of monotheism. It isn't monotheism at all, because everybody believes in God in a different way, so it's different gods. Although it's just a sort of summary, socially approved name that you've got around. Some Muslim may believe more like you than the neighboring Christian to you. Well, so here, this conversion has operated, and Parsifal learns that he can never return to the Grail Castle. One never will see it again. He learns that the one who has not asked the question spontaneously on first coming can never arrive again. But he says, I'm going to arrive. I'm going to do it, no matter what the divine rule is. Well, says Trevor, boys will be boys, you know.